You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to link up for Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Morena Desley, how are you this morning?
Morena Rachel, I'm very well. I have the Mayor overseas this week, so a little bit more busy than usual, but, you know, all good.
Yes, it is. It's a certainly busy time across the country at the moment. Let's start with what's been happening in Tāmaki around the sewage spill into the Waitemata Harbour. What's the situation at the moment? Has it finished pumping sewage into the water, or where are we at with that?
Look, sadly, no. I would say we're probably just a little bit over halfway, a little bit more than that. It's been 14 days. I mean, where are those days gone, really? But it's been 14 days since we first discovered it, and they're doing pretty well, considering. I mean, this is a project that, under normal circumstances, a bypass project, would take ages, you know, weeks in planning and months to deliver. And so they've done the planning in about 5 days, and they hope to have the whole thing finished in 2 weeks. So the date that they're looking for now is Tuesday next week. That's Tuesday, October 17. So when I speak to you next week, let's hope I'll be able to say it's all up and operational. They hope to have it finished on the Monday, and by the Tuesday have those overflows being stopped. Look, just to give you a bit of an idea, you know, the hole for the bypass pipes, the hole for the pump is 2 stories high. So, and this pump that they're using, this temporary pump, is as big as some permanent pumps we have across the region, pumping stations across the region. So, you know, we're talking a pretty big piece of infrastructure here that these guys are working in shifts around the clock, 24/7, to deliver as soon as possible, because obviously, you know, we have sewage going into the Waitemata, Ngātahunga. We want to get onto that and stop that as soon as possible.
Do you feel like the public messaging is going far enough at the moment? There have been reports that there's still a lot of people getting into the water, not knowing that this sewage spill is happening. I guess if you don't read the news, or you're not necessarily looking at council comms channels, you might not see this. Do you feel like the council's doing enough at the moment to get that message across?
Well, I mean, I want to thank all media outlets, including yours, of course, for helping spread the word. We do have hard signage, physical signage on our most popular beaches, and that signage is available in English, Te Reo Māori, and in sort of basic Chinese as the sort of 3 key languages. I know I was down in Mission Bay, recently, just to have a look at the signage there. It's quite a long beach, and I think there are 4 or 5 signs along there, along the beach in the sand, as well as the big safe swim sign. So,
do we need another kind of campaign? I mean, I'm thinking about the stuff we see around water safety in the summer, and also water conservation in the summer. That's usually plastered everywhere. We see it in bus stops, stuff like that. Does this merit some sort of response like that at the moment?
Look, as I said, we are. There is a definite comms plan. We are talking to many people across the region. It should be finished by next week. So you're talking under 7 days now. We've got to go. We've got people walking around popular sites, talking to people who might start fishing, etc., like that as well. You know, I mean, we could always do more, I suppose. I mean, when you have a look at the actual danger itself to the water quality. It's really, you know, I asked the team, and I said, look, you know, if I was putting in layman's terms, obviously we know there's E. coli in the water, but I said, if you're putting in layman's terms, how serious is this? I mean, is it, you know? And the exact words they came back to me, they said, look, it's okay and it's not horrendous, but it's not good either, you know? It's being checked daily, and it fluctuates, Rachel. You see, sometimes when we had some rain, for example, you know, we've had rain this morning, we have some of the catchments which feed into that main sewer that take the storm water as well, so take, you know, the runoff with rain, etc. And that affects the overflow. Sometimes it doesn't. So it sort of goes up and down a bit. Sometimes it's really bad. Sometimes it's sort of okay. But the real key way to check is the Safe Swim. You know, that's instant, it's quick, and at the moment all the beaches are still black.
Just briefly, because I know this is also an unfolding one, popular summer swimming spot Lake Wainamu, which is out by Bethels, that's also got a big black flag on the swimming at the moment because there is Leptospira in the water there. Not a great time for the general swimming spots of Tamaki Makaurau. What's happening with this situation, Desley?
Well, let's just start about the lake itself, because this lake has been closed to the public since the storm events of the beginning of the year and remains closed, all right? So it is a closed lake. But leptospirosis is something, you know, it's not uncommon to see this, certainly in you know, rural waterways where, you know, animals like possums or rats, etc., are present. And it happens when they pee, for want of a better word, in the water, and that can cause this illness. So we were alerted to this by a member of the public. Massey University went out and tested it, and it came back as positive. I mean, at the end of the day, as I said, the lake is actually closed, so we don't believe that it is a danger to human life, for want of a better word, because it's not open to the public.
To interrupt, Desi, that is very true. It is closed, obviously, but this is still like a beautiful taonga for the city. People are worried about it. You know, you don't want to hear something that, you know, people have been swimming at in the past, or that is, you know, a very popular destination for people. It is always concerning for folks when you hear that that is, you know, got some issues with it at the moment. So what's the plan for managing it now that that has come back positive, as you said?
Well, our teams are working with Auckland Regional Public Health. That's important. And they are monitoring the contamination. And, look, I'm happy to come back to you next week on that. You know, at the end of the day, it is caused by animals, and it is something that is quite common in rural waterways where you do have, as I said, the likes of possums and rats and whatever around. It's not as if it's come from something that is a human response, like an overflow or, you know, something that we could have done better. It's one of those horrible natural things that happens with animals.
Well, let's talk a wee bit about the other big news of the week, which is that Auckland councillors have unanimously voted to accept the $2 billion cost-sharing buyout package with the government. That's for people's homes who've been affected by the floods. This is big news. It's also a big bill. What's the feeling in council at the moment about how that's being handled?
Well, I mean, I think the first thing that the mayor and the councillors looked at was the feedback from all of Aucklanders, because this, you know, whatever decision we made had to be shared by all of Auckland. Well, mm-hmm. It had an awful effect on a certain number of Aucklanders with regards to their homes, land, etc. It is a bill, in inverted commas, that had to be shared by all of Aucklanders. The result of that was 83% of the consultation submitters supported the deal. So the first thing is, do you accept the deal from the government, which was a significant, you know, $2 billion cost-sharing buyout package for the hundreds of uninhabited properties and other storm-related costs within the government? And if we just remind ourselves, remember that that was a contribution from them and us, not just for Category 3 properties, but for transport-related infrastructure. And a big one for me was, of course, you know, the risk reduction investment against future events. Mm. So that was agreed based on the feedback. Then the second thing is, well, then what were we going to do around the approximate 700 Category 3 homes, which of course had a bill of about $774 million, which was 50-50 with the government. That is them paying $387 and us paying $387. How should that be put together? Now, this was a big discussion because, you know, there's a lot riding on this, especially for those who have been affected. You know, I had a meeting a couple of days earlier with a number of representatives from many groups, you know, like people from, you know, the likes of Mount Eden, Ranui, Mangere, Remuera, Henderson, Swanson, Titirangi, Piha, Murua, etc., just to talk through some options with them. It was important for me to hear from them, you know, But where we ended was a unanimous decision, which is always lovely in council. It means that we all ended up on the same page. And the deal was, you know, a market valuation pre the event. There was no maximum payment cap or anything. You know, everyone was treated equally. We talked about insured and uninsured, and you know, the uninsured is a very interesting area. It's complex. You know, we have, for example, some properties who have not been able to be insured based on flooding history. So what we did in the insurance space was we ended up with a special circumstances option. So, you know, it wasn't as simple as, you know, people say, oh, if your house is insured, why should you be paid out? There's examples that your house can be insured and there's absolutely no damage to your house at all. So you can't get insurance, but the ground is unstable.
Yes.
So there was all sorts of special circumstances around that.
I mean,
I think we ended up on a good place.
Yeah, I think so too. From what I've seen from the public response, that seems to be the general feedback. Is that what you're also getting, particularly from those community groups that you were just mentioning there that you've been out to speak with? Is this something that they're receiving well?
Yes, I think, you know, they're really waiting for, you know, what we say and what's in it for me and how it actually works. At communication, I had hoped to go out yesterday. It looks like it will be going out tomorrow and with all the detail. But, look, I communicated immediately with the groups that I had dealt with. You know, they had a few questions, which is obviously understandable. But, look, it seems to be reasonable. I mean, you're never going to please all the people all the time, and this is incredibly complex. But the very fact that everybody ended up unanimous on the sort of overarching principles and where we ended up, I think, is a really good thing.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Desley. We really appreciate it. We will talk to you again next week. Take care.
Take care. Ka kite.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.